Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Wednesday, the 27th of August, 2014. I am filling in for Sharon Homer on Real Estate Straight Talk because she has had an amazing experience. She recently got married, and it's just a lot to try to, you know, plan a wedding, have a wedding, go on a honeymoon, and always fulfill your obligations and opportunities that you have to put upon yourself. So I'm giving her a break. I'm sure she appreciates it. I appreciate her, and I think this is just something that was needed. So today we're going to have a show called The Big Payback, and I got a little twist on some things that I want to do for you because it's funny. When we find ourselves being successful, oftentimes we see it played out time and time again, where the person is successful and forget everything about all the people that allowed it to happen, all the things that have brought them to where they are in their success. And you begin to wonder, what does it all mean? I mean, how do you give back? When do you give back? Do you ever? Will you ever? And these are all the questions that sometimes roll in people's heads when they see a successful individual. And there are always exceptions to the rule. And in this particular case, we have had this guest on our show before. His name is Gerard Barrett, and he's an exceptional, exceptional gentleman. Not only does he give back to his community by providing them with opportunities to rebuild the community in the form of real estate, renovation, development, and just making sure the community, business development, and making sure the community is being uplifted, he is now turning back, and he's doing a big payback, and the big payback is giving back and honoring the youth in our community. It's something that I saw last night when I was watching Lonnie Van Zandt on her show. And she was talking about how we as the elders, the ones who are before the youth, have a responsibility to turn around and honor the youth and also be there to provide and show them that not only do we care and respect them, we also believe in their future and we believe in them. And this is what this gentleman is doing. And he's going to be here with us in a second, but I have a special song for him. And you'd be surprised how many songs are titled The Big Payback. But I have one that really kind of fits him. So I'm going to bring Gerard Barrett on, and we're going to play this music in the background as well. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to have you back.
Yes, happy to be back.
That's good. That's good. Now, in the background is a song called The Big Payback. And it's right. Just strictly instrumental and everything, because we already know about the James Brown version, right?
Yep. Of course.
But that speaks about something else. But we're talking about the big payback in honoring and developing our youth because they are the future leaders in the world. So
yes, they are.
So tell us a little bit about you and refresh the memories of those who met you on our show earlier.
So my name is Gerard Barrett, president of Prominent Companies, real estate investment firm vertically integrated in Newark, New Jersey. Our core competency is buying undervalued real estate within Newark and other northern New Jersey communities. And what we do is we do a very much an add value approach to those buildings that have been run down, they've been abandoned, they've been kind of left for dead. We like to bring them back to life. And, you know, speaking about that, obviously, you know, that's where our passion lies and that's what we love to do. And we like to build a community from within. And that leads me to speaking about tomorrow how big this event is for us coming up. It's something that's been on my heart for a long time is to do some type of activity, physical activity, and also some type of academic merit with the high school students of Newark, New Jersey. And tomorrow that's coming to fruition. So, again, something that was just an idea being brought to fruition. And I am, you know, grateful for the opportunity just to kind of give back and help the high school students of Newark come back to school and focus in and realize their dreams, you know, through education and through athletics.
That's amazing. Now, you are doing this in connection with what? You know, who are your partners in this particular endeavor?
In this particular event, we're partnering with a group of Sidewalk University. Their mission solely is to empower our youth through economic education. So they do tons of ours, teaching youth about home ownership, good credit, budget, allocating finances, balancing their checkbooks. This has been their mission for years. This group, they've been recognized by Jersey City. They've been recognized by other New Jersey communities, and they have a great mission. So Sidewalk University, they actually have, you know, programs that kids can go through and be empowered through economic education. So we're partnering with them. We have loads of other sponsors. Of course, Prime Learner, we're sponsoring the event. We have Ideogenics sponsoring the event. We have great support from Staples, which is big for back-to-school effort, and Applebee's and our local community are giving a lot of donations as well. So we're looking forward to it. The effort has been getting great response, and it will be a wonderful, wonderful day. The weather is going to be great, and we look forward to having everybody here, you know, kind of right before the holiday weekend, so we can kick things off right. And as we said, get the kids ready to come back to school, focus in, and get ready to do great things. Because, you know, in our community right now, we're going through a lot right now with the Ferguson issues going on. And I really don't want to take away from that, but I want people to recognize and also be able to focus on other tasks at hand at the same time. I want them to say, listen, you know, I have a job to do, I need to get good grades, and I need to be focused this school year.
That's important, because I know also that oftentimes in a lot of communities, the purpose, or really the whole notion of buying school supplies, is a hardship for a lot of people.
Yes, that's true. And as this initiative is bigger and we do this annually, we'll be able to do so much more. But tomorrow we're going to be giving away laptops, not giving them away, but we're giving the students the opportunity to compete, to buy laptops, to win laptops, and then also compete to win stipends for books. So we're going to be giving away actual money for people to buy books and pens and pads and other things of that nature, so that that will help alleviate that hardship for families in the community.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. I know a few years ago, I came across an article in the New York Times. I think this was about maybe 10 years ago, and they were talking about the backpack program, and it struck a chord with me. I guess I have to admit that I started to cry over the article, and I still have it. And it talked about the backpack program for children in schools, where they use the backpack to prepare meals and put them in the backpacks for kids. And they send them with the meals home for the weekend, because the weekends is when they don't get to eat.
Wow.
So they prepare the backpacks with food in them for them to take it home. They put it in the backpack so no one would know that they have food in the bag.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, it really struck a chord with me. And we all live in our own little bubbles, and we don't really know what's going on around us oftentimes. And then when you are faced with something like that, it really makes you see, one, how blessed you are.
Yes.
And two, how much you really need to stop and think about who you are and what you're doing.
Mm.
And I commend you. I mean, I totally commend you on this initiative that you're partaking in tomorrow, because it's important and it's necessary.
Yes, we fully believe it's necessary. I think oftentimes the high school students get overlooked, and that's what tomorrow's about. Tomorrow's about them making sure that we're letting our students know that they matter, they're on our minds, and that they can do it, and hopefully giving them an outlet to where they can, you know, portray their talents, but then also have a day where they can look to other role models in the community and see that they can achieve whatever they put their mind to. So, you know, tomorrow is about them and helping them focus and get ready to go back to school. And we help to, you know, give back our time and give back our efforts to help encourage that. Definitely, you know, also, you know, piggybacking on the Let's Move initiative, because it's a big thing in our community as well to promote and foster, you know, physical education and making sure, you know, because those are a lot of things that, you know, oftentimes get lost in our community. And more importantly, the one of the most exciting parts of it is we're having a dance competition as well. So it won't just be a one-mile run. We're going to have a dance competition as well where, you know, people will get to display their dance talents as well. And, you know, and we'll have a kind of viewer's choice where we'll be, you know, letting the crowd kind of really select the winner at the end of the day. So that'll be a fun, fun time. There'll be free food. There'll be a DJ there. It should be an awesome, awesome event.
It does sound like it's going to be a fun event. And it allows the kids to have fun, because sometimes just being outside is stressful.
Yeah, so you know, I can.
So just being outside and having fun in a safe environment is really important and key to them as well. So I'm just sure they're going to have a great time. It sounds like you're looking forward to it, so you can have some fun too, huh?
No, I am. I am. Like I said, this has been something that I've, you know, wanted to do for a long time, and I'm excited that it's, you know, actually going to be able to happen tomorrow. So I look forward to it.
That's great. That's great. Now, what other things do you do in the community also, I mean, in addition to, on a regular basis, in addition to this particular event?
So every MLK Day, my office, you know, we come together and have a team day, and we usually do something for the community, whether that would be passing out food and or working at a local school. We always look to do something in the community on the, at least on that one day. This last year, we doubled down and we did another day in December, where we as a team went and offered assistance to Sandy Relief, and then also some days we go and, you know, play chess with the kids and things of that nature. So we like to, you know, be as involved as we can. You know, everybody's busy, but we really try to support and try to aid and abet as much as possible. And I like for that atmosphere and that team environment of, you know, the community that we work in is important to continue to be prominent in our office. And it is great team building for us, but it also allows us to, you know, kind of take a step back out of our daily missions and goals. And, you know, I try to run a tight ship and make sure that we're on pace to meet our marks, but, you know, more importantly is the community that we're in and the community that we're building for, that we're affecting, and getting the opportunity to affect them and also to, you know, get feedback from them is big. And anytime we get the opportunity, we love to do that. And then with my church, I help out there, and there's numerous organizations where I will, you know, give and donate time to throughout the year, such as New Yorkers for Children, the Food Bank, and New York Needs You. So it's something I love to do. It's really near and dear to my heart.
So it's part of who you are. It's part of your DNA, huh?
Yes, it is.
The question that I wanted to ask you, with your company, do you intend on going, you know, as you grow and develop, offering internships?
Yes, we do. We offer internships.
Oh, okay.
Already. So it's something people apply for throughout the year, and we do internships. And we do to local college students mainly. So we've had a lot of Rutgers Newark students, NJIT students. We've had a bunch of students, you know, from the local community get involved, as well as Seton Hall as well. So that's something that we do, and we're going to continue to do. I love that our internship program. It it helps, you know, and we actually give the kids real work to do. We don't just, you know, sugarcoat or, you know, just have them play around. We actually have them get to it.
Oh, that's excellent, because I know they had a big thing. I think it was 5 years ago about the interns were coming into these positions, and they were like gophers, and they started, you know, kind of like really getting on top of the people providing internships and making sure that the students that come in get skills that can't be transferable. And, I mean, it's so important for them to be able to know how to conduct themselves in an office setting going forward, because that's going to be their career going forward. So an internship is an amazing opportunity for them to get the foundation that they need for their future career. So
I believe so. How I got started in real estate was from an internship, and that turned into a mentor of mine. And, you know, my real estate career started off from an internship. So I that's why I, you know, that is so big to me, because the internship essentially exposes you to, you know, work that you have an idea of, but you really don't know the ins and outs. But to get to the point where you can have an internship and actually have a mentor is wonderful.
Yes, it is. And it's about opportunities. It's exposing yourself to opportunities and options.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that a lot of youth, I mean, globally, they don't always have exposure to options. And it's like turning on a light bulb sometimes. You can actually see it in their eyes sometimes when you expose them to something new, because they're eager to learn and they want to learn. And the fact that you're providing an opportunity, a learning environment, that is something that they feed off of.
Yes. Yes. The internship is so big, and, you know, giving our community those opportunities is big. We need to take those opportunities, even if they're unpaid. I stress that. I can't stress that enough. My first internship, I really didn't get paid. But I was so hungry to learn that I just said, you know, just for the opportunity to learn, I want to work for you and understand everything about it.
Yes, and my internship, I worked a regular full-time job and did an internship on the side so that I could get some experience. And, yeah, it is important, and it really, really helps. It makes a difference, and it also allows you the opportunity to decide if this particular career path is the career path that you want, or it also gives you the opportunity to see that there may be another avenue in this career path that you never thought of existed for you. So
yes.
it's just great. It really is. So I have to tell you, now, where exactly is this event going to happen, the big payback?
It's happening in Newark, New Jersey, Branch Brook Park. We'll see everybody at the Cherry Blossom Welcome Center at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So, again, that's Newark, New Jersey, Branch Brook Park, Cherry Blossom Welcome Center tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Okay, that is excellent. Now, I have a song for you, because this song, I believe, speaks volumes to who you are. And you may say maybe not, maybe so, but I'm going to tell you like this. When it comes to Michael Jackson and Jackson 5, there's a song for everything, okay?
Yes, indeed.
So this one is for you.
I'm sure.
now you know where I'm going, huh?
Yes, I do. I do. I love Michael Jackson. He's you know, amazing. So
he is a genius.
He is. It's sad, but you know, it's few talents like that. It's like once in a lifetime talent right there. And I, you know, I'm a big fan of his work. Big fan. So
yes, and I feel that song just kind of like taps into what you do, what you're about, what you want to do, what you plan to do. And, you know, and this particular event is you're allowing people to just, well, you're embracing the fact that our youth are an important commodity in our society.
Yes.
And like you said, the teenagers, the teens are sometimes looked at, well, not really, they're invisible kind of, because they're in that in-between phase. They're not completely adults yet, and they're not kids. So this is an important time for them, and the fact that you're taking the time out to acknowledge them, to reward them for being teenagers, that's beautiful.
No, I think I believe so. I mean, I know, I just remember, you know, looking back how big that time was for me. It was just such a huge time. And, you know, from the time when I was trying to figure out where I would go to school and, you know, what I would do from there. And, you know, I took almost like a week to decide where to go to school. So I just, I know, in relation to that long ago, it just was so much going on. Just to have the opportunity, you know, for my dreams and my blessings, you know, my prayers to be answered, to be able to go to school, one, and then to be trying to decide where to go. I empathize with that, and I understand what they're going through, and I think that we just need to continue to offer support and outlets for the teenagers of the community to know that it's important, and, you know, somebody's there with them, rooting them on to do the best that they can do. So.
And one thing that I was told by my mom when I was growing up, she said the biggest thing that you could ever do for yourself is never forget that you were a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but you have to enjoy it, but you also have to know, even as a kid, you have responsibilities, and you don't want to forget it. You want to enjoy it every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. And she said, even as an adult, not to forget you were a kid. She used to laugh when she said this. She goes, there are a lot of adults who forgot that they were kids. And they, you know, they have to embrace that and hold on to that fact, because those joys, those loves, those interactions allow you to have compassion for the next person and the next child.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Hey. It has been a wonderful time. I have some information to give you, so, you know, when the show's over, just hang on for a few minutes and everything. But, I mean, I have to tell you, it is a pleasure having you. And like I said, you're welcome back anytime.
Anytime. I appreciate that. I love the opportunity, and we welcome it. And, you know, I appreciate you for allowing us the medium to be able to spread the word about this wonderful event, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Oh, that would be great. And I really honestly believe, and I know it's going to be an amazing turnout, and you're going to have a great time. Now, you got to forget that don't forget the fact you're an adult, okay?
I won't.
Just remember that. So I want to tell all my listeners to, you know, this is Gerard Barrett. He's had this amazing event in Newark, New Jersey. We posted the information on our page on Facebook. So if you can go out and you can participate, and you live in the New Jersey area, please go out and just participate. Show up. Give your support, even if it's just you just being there, showing up and being a smiling face to some young adult. That would be an amazing thing to do. And we want to thank him and thank you, Gerard, for one, joining us on the show, and two, for taking the time to give back to your community and not being afraid to show your love for your community. And that's something that's really, really important to all of us.
Okay.
Okay.
No. I don't mean to say that. Thank you.
I know. It's okay. I understand and everything, but I'm not taking it that way. I'm laughing because you're like,
No, but I appreciate that, and I thank you. And really, it's something we love to do.
Okay. So to all of my listeners, it's been real. It's been amazing. It's been wonderful. I thank you for your continued support. We will be back with you again. So please, as I always say, live your dreams, because no one else is going to. So you might as well just go out there and do what it is you feel like you need to do. But always remember to take care of yourself and be well. God bless.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.